BTS and beyond. Reflections from a fan of BTS. So this recording today is transcribed in the show notes, and the difference between what I'm saying and the show notes is that I have plugged in numerous links for you to explore songs and examples of what I'm talking about, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for listening. Lynn Thompson, your host of the On Purpose podcast, also originally known as Living on Purpose. And today is December 26, 2022. So the older of my two brothers, he keeps shaking his head and saying, "I'm surprised that you are so into BTS, and I'm not sure why." I mean, why, he wonders, and also why I am, and I am in a big way. It was a slow-mo connect because at first I didn't tune in closely when I saw the seven young Korean guys seated in two rows on a couple of late-night talk shows, and they introduced themselves in clipped English. I didn't get who they were or what the big deal was about them. Then I saw their live performance in around May of 2021 on one of those shows of their hit song Butter, and seeing them dance, I went, "Oh, wow." Their choreography impressed me, their timing, teamwork, skill, ease, and then I got it. Then I saw the Butter dance practice, and I kept finding more music videos and became familiar with reference of K-pop and their main hits. I learned their names and nicknames, RM, V, Jin, J-Hope, Jimin, Suga, and Jungkook. Some of them are rappers, some knew each other at school. V starred in a Korean drama. I started watching live performances and award shows. Then I found dance practice videos, sometimes with backup dancers, and lyric videos that light up the photo of who's singing to recognize their voices and read the lyrics in English and Korean. I also found history video reviews about them as a group and how they individually landed at Big Hit Music, which is now the HYBE Corporation. Finally, after watching them dance video by video, including theatrical Black Swan and Permission to Dance, I've been dancing too in my gorgeous apartment while cooking, cleaning up, celebrating my energy and positivity alongside theirs, enamored by the group's strength, focus, determination, dedication, the way they make complex choreography look easy and fun, their uplifting, heart-touching, lyrical messages, engaging themselves in and with each other while infusing love and hope in and through me and millions of fans worldwide, growing for 9 years since their debut in early days of humble, hard-working beginnings. With that appreciation of the roots still permeating their spirit as a group with gratitude. They do live broadcasts with some of them or solo speaking to their fans and have interviews, appearances on other shows, and their own series of activities. Through these epic moments, the special seven, their voices, tenderness, ferocity, fighting, which means staying strong and continuing on, candor, humor, and immense presence, they underscore my days. I keep adding to a list of my favorite links to return to and watch again, live talks with some and all of them, compilations, and behind the scenes. There are many reaction channels reviewing new releases for this first time. For example, when the four main vocalists of BTS collaborated with two other musicians in Bad Decisions. If this brief account of my experience is the first time you've heard about BTS, welcome. And if you're already familiar with them, you know they have a massive fan base called ARMY, which stands for Adorable Representative MC for Youth, made up of numerous cultures, younger and older, like me. It's been over a year and a half that I've been gradually following them more closely and learning more about them. One thing I wondered was what it's like for them being so much on camera and working so hard, practicing, rehearsing, performing, perfecting their music, singing, and learning the choreography, plus all the hair and makeup sessions, pre-performance, and clothing choices for everything. What kind of a life is that for them? It has made me more aware of being witnessed all the time, imagining what that would be like, and what that is like, because I feel like we are witnessed all the time, even when there aren't actual cameras physically recording us. And I wondered what else they would want to be doing. It's like they were a performance machine. Their individual roots were woven together into this BTS tree, and while they recognized the power in that team, they sometimes mused on how they would like to grow individually. So, I was not surprised at their yearly celebration for their 9th year in June 2022, their annual BTS Festa, that with considerable emotion and reflection, they announced they would be making some changes, taking a break from being a group to explore solo projects and other collaborations. They had just released Proof, a compilation of their highlights from the 9 years, including the new track Run BTS. Over the years, as BTS navigated setbacks and pushbacks, they continued to grow and collaborate with solo and group artists, striving for strong expression and performance individually and as a group. Following their announcement to make a change, they reassured ARMY that the best is yet to come and that they were ready to free up their creativity in solo projects and other collaborations. That made sense to me, and I felt relieved for them. I believe they were living in the same big house and had recently begun to set up separate residences and learning more about their individual styles and preferences. Some of them were still in their teens when they started, growing together into their 20s. Now, as they grow individually, they continue to support one another and cheer each other on. J-Hope was the first solo Korean act to be booked at a U.S. show, Lollapalooza, where he coordinated with another group of dancers in an outstanding show in the summer of 2022. He also released his first solo CD, Jack in the Box, and collaborated with rapper Crush for a music video, Rush Hour. Jungkook collaborated with Charlie Puth in Left and Right after their live performance collaboration years earlier with We Don't Talk Anymore. Suga is a talented musician and producer, and with That collaborated with PSY. Jimin, V, Jin, and Jungkook collaborated with Benny Blanco and Snoop Dogg in Bad Decisions. Jin wanted to create a meaningful love song to the fans before going into Korean military service and collaborated on Astronaut with Coldplay for a live performance in Brazil. And RM, he has recently released his first solo CD based on about 4 years of writing called Indigo, with almost all the tracks being collaborations with artists in numerous musical styles, like pages of his diary. After BTS packing larger and larger crowds in Korea and the US, RM chose to perform songs from his new CD in a small club. So here we are. You'll find many links in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and the best of these holy days leading into 2023.